You're listening to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, special election coverage. I'm Ariana Brocious. KVNF has been broadcasting debates that were hosted by Club 20 in Grand Junction on September 8th. Club 20 is a coalition of individuals, businesses, tribes, and local governments across Western Colorado that focuses on marketing, education, and political action. This year, the debates were sponsored by AARP Colorado, Friends of Natural Gas Colorado, CenturyLink, and BP America. Today we'll hear a debate between Republican incumbent J. Paul Brown and Democratic challenger Michael McLaughlin, candidates for State House District 59, which comprises Ouray, Hinsdale, San Juan, La Plata, and parts of Archuleta and Gunnison counties. Ray Beck moderated the debate. Each candidate was given 3 minutes for opening remarks, and Representative J. Paul Brown was first.
Well, thank you, Club 20, and for putting on this forum and for being a leader in Western Slope and Colorado issues. I am State Representative J. Paul Brown, and I am a rancher. My wife, Debbie, and I started starting with a worn-out pickup, put together a sheep and cattle operation at Ignacio, Colorado, that has been our living for 36 years and where we raised our four sons. Our ranch includes BLM and Forest Service allotments, and we know how important it is to have a good working relationship with the federal agencies and how difficult it can be when you have an administration that is working against you. I was also a county commissioner in La Plata County and was on the school board for 12 years. I understand firsthand the federal and state mandates on local government and have and will continue to fight to eliminate such mandates. I grew up on the La Plata River south of Hesperus, Colorado, and cut my teeth on Colorado water law. My motto is limited government, more freedom, and individual responsibility. And those principles guide my life and my votes in the legislature. I'm a proud Republican, but I will stand up against my party when they are wrong. And I've gladly worked across the aisle to get things done. It is not about party affiliation. It is about principle and philosophy. We must grow our economy. Federal lands are a huge part of that on the Western Slope. I believe in a comprehensive energy policy that includes all energy resources, not just renewable energies. I believe that government should get out of the way of business and let them grow and produce jobs. I believe that the 3rd Congressional District should contain all of the Western Slope. Senator Roberts and I ran a bill to require the courts to keep it whole. I am glad today that none of us here, gave up on that fight. You can tell a little about a candidate by the folks that support you or don't support you. To name a few, I have been endorsed by the Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry, and the Colorado Dental Association. I was named Legislator of the Year by the Colorado Outfitters Association and the Colorado Community Colleges. I'm supported by the Colorado Hospital Association, the Colorado Petroleum Association, and many more pro-business organizations. We have a lot of tough issues that are facing Colorado. Not of the least is transportation and healthcare cost. It's going to take common sense, and it's going to take making tough decisions. Thank you very much for listening to me this morning.
Thank you. Mike?
Good morning, Club 20. My name is Michael McLaughlin. I am also known as Michael Edward Matthew McLaughlin, but you can call me Mike. I'm running for State District 59, and my opponent, Mr. Brown, has just spoken and given you his views about the role of state government and interrelationship with the federal government. This election this year in District 59 is about contrasting views about the role of government, the role of citizens, and what we can do to get jobs in the economy going in the 59th. There are many similarities between Mr. Brown and I, and there are many differences. I, like Mr. Brown, I was not born in Colorado. I was born on Dover Air Force Base, where my father was serving following World War II. I grew up in an Air Force family. Like Mr. Brown, I did not graduate from high school in Colorado. I graduated in Lincoln Air Force Base at Lincoln, Nebraska, where my father was still serving in the military. Unlike Mr. Brown, I'm a veteran. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I came to Colorado as soon as I could following my discharge from the United States Marine Corps. I went to State College in Colorado, which was at that time Southern Colorado State College. Unlike Mr. Brown, who's been elected 5 times to public office and unelected 1 time when he was county commissioner, I've never run for public office before. Like Mr. Brown, I am married and have children. Unlike Mr. Brown, I have been divorced. Unlike Mr. Brown, however, who has 4 glorious sons, I have a daughter. Mr. Brown and I have completely different views about the role of women in society and the role of women in America. I have always worked with every part of the political spectrum. In my life, in my public life, I have first been a prosecutor. As a prosecutor, I worked for a Democrat. When I was county attorney in La Plata County, not only did I represent La Plata County when Mr. Brown was county commissioner, so he was one of my clients, I was hired by the county commissioners to become county attorney when they were both Republicans. When I worked for Attorney General Ken Salazar, I represented Governor Bill Owens in disputes against Doug Bruce, 2 Republicans fighting in the state court system. I want to be the representative for all of the people in this district. I want to speak and listen to all the people, not just a select few. Thank you.
Thank you both for your opening comments. I'd also like to introduce our timekeeper, Les Mergelman, and as you can see, the time is not only for us, but for the audience as well. We're going to open this up to questions, and as I said before, J. Paul won the coin toss, so he'll get the first question. I'd like to introduce at this time our panelists. We have Cindy Dozier, who is the Hinsdale County Commissioner, and we also have with us Wayne Jeffries from La Plata County. So thank you. Who gets the first question here? Okay, Cindy, go ahead. Thanks.
Colorado has strong statutory language supporting the right to farm and ranch. With that in mind, what is your position on additional transcontinental water diversions from the Western Slope?
It is very important that we limit Trans Mountain diversions. They've already done that in many cases. You know, the idea is there that, you know, in the Western Slope, we're doing all with our water that we need to. And absolutely, there's more development that can happen on the Western Slope, so we have to protect that. At the same time, there is a need on the Front Range for water, and I believe that we need on the Western Slope to get behind the development of reservoirs and on the Eastern Slope. Last year, I think there was close to a million acre feet that went to Kansas and Nebraska. The year before that, 600,000 acre feet. We need to be storing that water. That will satisfy the demand over on the Front Range, and that way they'll leave us alone.
Thank you, Representative. Same question, Mike.
Yes, I of course see no reason to change any of the strong statutory purposes of supporting the farms and ranches in Colorado. Regarding transcontinental diversion and its involvement in the 59th, I think the most apparent area for that issue is in Gunnison County. And I will not, I've talked to the people in Gunnison, I've been to your county, and I've talked to the people there. I think for the most part, we do not support a transcontinental diversion of water from our river basins onto the Eastern Plains. Again, what will happen and what the future is going to hold, I will not support transcontinental diversion until I see a reason to support that. And again, I think it is not a good idea.
Thank you.
At what happened in La Junta, where the water was taken out of the Arkansas River Valley. We don't want that to happen to the Western Slope.
Rebuttal, J. Paul?
Yes. One of the, you know, I called, there were two initiatives that were proposed for the ballot this last year, and I call them the water theft initiatives of 2012. Luckily, they didn't get on the ballot. But I tell you one thing that we've got to do on the Western Slope and all of Colorado is fight that kind of initiative.
All right. We'll go to the second question. I believe that's going to be Wayne, and you'll be asking that question to Mike.
The question is, what is the role of state versus local control over oil and gas development and operations?
You know, that's a very good question, and I think it's an issue that's really coming to a head in many of the other counties. I would point to my experience as La Plata County Attorney and the attorney that not only dealt with the industry, represented, worked with the industry. We promulgated the gold standard of oil and gas regulations in La Plata County, and those took the regulations to the state Supreme Court. I successfully argued and defended those. We have a very good relationship with the oil and gas industry in La Plata County, and it comes from a result of cooperation. Local control, to the extent that the Oil and Gas Commission does not legislate or regulate in that area, is a firm bedrock of local control for oil and gas. And I would support that and continue to support that. And I will work cooperatively with the industry to make sure that we develop our natural resources effectively and also at the same time maintain our pristine environment in the 59th.
Thank you.
It is very, very important that you know that the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission have primary jurisdiction over the regulation of the oil and gas wells, especially in downhole issues, technical issues that counties just do not have the expertise to take care of. So, but there are other issues like access off of county roads, you know, things like that, that absolutely the county needs to have to be able to have regulations on. I was in La Plata County when we established some regulations on the oil and gas industry. We tested wells. I think that we do a good job in Colorado in protecting the environment with oil and gas regulations.
Mike, would you like to take the opportunity to use rebuttal?
Again, the proper role of the state legislature is to make sure that cooperation exists between local county government and state government and the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. And this has been one of the things that I have been able to accomplish during my life.
Thank you. So we'll go to the next question. I believe that will be back to you, Cindy, and we'll be asking Jay Paul.
Jay Paul, what are your three top priorities for the state of Colorado, and how would they impact the Western Slope?
The top priority is to get the economy going. You know, a lot of that hinges on the Western Slope. It hinges on the federal lands. You know, we could open up or go ahead and open the oil and gas drilling on the Rome Plateau. That would be about 1,000 jobs, I think, for this area here in the Western Slope. I think that is a very high priority. Transportation, and I'm on the Transportation Commission. We are Transportation Legislative Committee, the House Committee, and this is a really, really super problem, not only for the Western Slope, but for all of Colorado. Almost 50% of our roads are in poor condition. And thirdly, I would say healthcare costs. We've got to open up healthcare, get more private, free enterprise market in the healthcare system.
Thank you, Representative. Same question, Mike.
My three priorities in the state legislature will be jobs in the economy. Looking at the 59th, one of the things that I learned in my campaign going around the district is that we have severe broadband deficiencies in Ouray County, and we have severe broadband deficiencies in San Juan County. This is hampering the economic development of those counties. People will not come to Ridgeway. They will not come to Ouray on vacation because they cannot keep contact with their businesses, their families. and they are not utilizing their services to the same extent. So jobs in the economy and broadband development are the principal parts of the things that I think need to be accomplished in this coming term. Also, education. We cannot have a 21st century economy without a 21st century education system. Finally, I also believe in transportation. Unlike this county here, we are 210 miles. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jay Paul, would you like to rebut?
The economy is absolutely the most important thing that we need to do. You know, La Plata County, we have a very diverse economy, and you know, we're doing pretty good as far as unemployment. But man, the other counties, they're having a rough time in the 59th district, and we absolutely must work to get some more high-paying jobs going in the 59th district.
Thank you. So we'll go to the next question. I believe that's coming from Wayne Jeffries, and that question will go to Mike.
Mike, the Forest Service has required a transfer of private water rights from the state as a condition of transfer of ownership or change in that permit. What is your opinion?
I'm sorry, Forest Service requiring
the transfer of state water rights to them as a condition of renewal or transfer of ownership.
I'm not in favor of any system which would require the diminishment of our water rights as controlled by our state government. So I'm not going to support the Forest Service taking away our state water rights.
Absolutely, we are under the state, the water rights of Colorado belong to Colorado, not the federal government. And we have a priority system, first in time, first in right. And we need to continue to do that. We need to make the federal government live within those standards of water rights that we have.
Back to you, Mike, for rebuttal.
Again, I think these are certain things. There are certain things that Mr. Brown and I agree upon, and this is certainly one of them.
So it's my understanding now that that's the end of the questions. Is that correct? Right? Okay, thank you, panelists, for doing that.
You're listening to KVNF's special election coverage, Club 20 Debates. Today, we're listening to a debate between Republican incumbent J. Paul Brown and Democratic challenger Michael McLaughlin, candidates for State House District 59. Ray Beck moderated. Now, back to the debate.
So next on the item for this debate is the cross-examination. And since J. Paul won the coin contest and was first, Mike is now going to be first on the cross-examination. Each candidate will be given 3 minutes to ask questions of their opponent of matters pertinent to the race or office. They each have 3 minutes apiece, and basically they are in charge of this. My only role would be is if it got disrespectful. So at this time, Mike, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Brown, I'm going to ask you about three questions which are directed to the votes that you took in the Colorado legislature during the time that you have served the people of the 59th. According to the Colorado Coalition for Homelessness, there are 22,000 homeless children in Colorado. And I would like to ask you why you're the only person in the state of Colorado who voted against House Bill 1145, which was a bipartisan bill supported by every other member of the legislature to reduce the plague of youth homelessness. Why did you do that, Mr. Brown?
Thank you for that question. That bill expanded government. It expanded the age limit for a child from 18 to, I think originally it was to 26. There's nobody that cares about children any more than I do. I felt that it was a duplication of services and that it expanded government, and I thought that those folks were being taken care of, those homeless children were being taken care of, and it was one of the first votes that I made. It was, motherhood and apple pie, I guess, vote. I stuck to my principles on that vote, even though it was against the rest of the legislature. I will stand by my vote.
Mr. Brown, let me ask you another question about your votes in the Colorado State Legislature. You've been serving the people of District 59. There are 15,000 registered sex offenders in the state of Colorado. Why were you the only member of the Colorado State Legislature to vote against House Bill 1145 to extend background checks to be done by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation to protect sexual predators from child care workers? Why were you the only person that voted against that, Mr. Brown?
I do not remember that vote, if you want to know the truth. I did not know that I had done that. I don't have my notes here with me, and I will have to look, but I can't answer that.
Let me ask you one final question, Mr. Brown. As you know, my wife is a 20-year high school teacher. I know you've been involved in education as a member of the school board, Ignacio. Can you tell us why you voted against Senate Bill 11-109, which would establish a voluntary income tax checkoff to fund public education? Why did you vote against that if you support public education?
Again, I'm not, I'd have to look at my notes. A lot of times there are a lot of things that come up.
Thank you, Representative. So now it is your turn, sir.
I'm going to ask some questions, and I would like a yes or no answer to these questions. They're questions that I can answer. If you don't feel comfortable in answering the questions, don't feel like that you have to. Number one, should hydraulic fracturing or fracking be used in oil and gas production?
Hydraulic fracking and is used in daily operations of oil and gas, and it has been used for a long period of time. The question we need to answer is whether or not it should be used in all circumstances. There is some scientific evidence which suggests that it could endanger water sources and water tables. And to the extent that there is a critical issue of that, I think we need to look at it closely. But it should be used, and it has been used, and it's been used longer than we've been on this earth.
I don't think there are no evidences that fracturing has hurt any water that I know of. Do you support merit pay for teachers? Yes or no?
I do support merit pay for teachers. My wife is a 20-year teacher. My wife gets up every day and goes to school, and she's a hardworking teacher. I support the teachers of Colorado.
Great. I'm glad that you support that, because I do too. Should state employees be unionized?
The state employees are, to some extent, as you know, already unionized. And I am not against collective bargaining in the state of Colorado. I believe collective bargaining is a right that every employee in this state enjoys.
Okay, thank you. Do you support amnesty for illegal aliens?
One of the things we need to keep in mind is that I'm running for the state legislature. I'm not running for ambassador to the United Nations. I'm not running for Congress.
Just how do you feel about it? Yes or no?
That is a federal question, and I do not support any illegal immigration laws.
Good. Should the mining of rare earth minerals be encouraged in the 59th District?
Absolutely. When I came to La Plata County in 1974, and I was assistant district attorney in Silverton, that town had, San Juan County had 2,000 people. I support extractive mining in
that's
the
59th. That's good. That's should coal be used for electrical generation? There's a move to keep coal from being used.
Coal should be used for electrical generation. We need to look and transition into the future and look at other sources of energy. Your state
good.
Legislature already voted in favor of encouraging the use of natural gas, which is something I also support.
Should uranium be used in electrical generation?
Thank
yes.
you, guys.
We're done.
Thank you. I appreciate it. At this point in time, we're going to have our closing remarks. And Mike, you have the opportunity to go on first.
Well, it's already been demonstrated here in our 28 minutes together. Mr. Brown and I provide a stark contrast for the voters of the 59th. I believe Mr. Brown's ideological views are extremely narrow, and as a result, it has hampered his representation of everybody in this district. I will be a representative for everyone in the 59th district. I'm a worker. I'm a person that gets things done. And I will work for all of the people in the 59th, not just a select few. Thank you very much.
Jay Paul, your turn, 1 minute.
It has been just one of the most edifying things that I have ever done in my life to serve in the legislature the last 2 years, and to represent the 59th district, the most beautiful district in the state of Colorado. And coming over yesterday and getting into Silverton and seeing the green, gold, and yellow just makes me just glad to be a Coloradoan. It's been a pleasure to serve the 59th District. I would like to continue to do so. I think I've used good common sense and used my principles, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
All right, would you please join me in a round of applause thanking our candidates? And I want to thank the audience for being here today, also our panelists, Wayne Jeffries and Cindy Dozier. Thank you.
You've been listening to KVNF's special election coverage, Club 20 Debates. I'm Ariana Brocious. Today's debate between Republican incumbent J. Paul Brown and Democratic challenger Michael McLaughlin, candidates for State House District 59, was recorded at the Club 20 Debates in Grand Junction on September 8th. The audio of the debate will be on our website at kvnf.org shortly. Thanks for listening. You're tuned in to KVNF 90.9 Paonia, KVMT 89.1 Montrose, and on the web at kvnf.org. Stay tuned for NPR's All Things Considered, coming up next. It's 4 o'clock.